This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on two homes in Gaza, according to rescuers and hospital officials. A day after, the UN chief warned that nowhere is safe in the territory and that Israel's offensive creates massive obstacles to distribution and humanitarian aid. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Saturday. Israel continued battling Hamas militants in pursuit of its elusive goal of full control of northern Gaza after the UN Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinians. Olivia Zelina with Reuters.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday about the situation in Israel and Gaza.
I had a long talk with Netanyahu today in this private conversation.
While leaving for Camp David, Biden told reporters he did not ask Netanyahu for a ceasefire. Israel's main ally has kept up its support while expressing concern over the growing casualty toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Netanyahu's office said in a statement, the Israeli leader, quote, made clear that Israel will pursue the war until all of its objectives are fully met. At least 201 Palestinians have been killed over the past 24 hours, taking the death toll to over 20,000 during the 11-week conflict, the Palestinian Health Ministry said on Saturday.
Chinese state media say that the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week, killing at least 148 people, has caused economic losses estimated to be worth tens of millions in the agriculture and fisheries industries. State broadcaster CCTV reports authorities in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that show the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost about $74.6 million. This is VOA News. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said Friday his government will reinforce measures to contain migration as he seeks to help the United States cope with record numbers of people trying to reach the U.S. border. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
We will boost as much as we can to help maintain an orderly flow, said López Obrador, adding, recently there was an abnormal surge. López Obrador's comments came a day after he spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden. Both agreed that more enforcement was needed at their shared frontier, as record numbers of migrants disrupt border trade. This year, the number of migrants crossing the perilous Darien Gap, straddling Colombia and Central America, topped 500,000, double that of last year's record. López Obrador said Mexico would also step up containment efforts on its southern border with Guatemala, as his government seeks agreements with other countries to manage the northbound migrant flows. Top U.S. officials are set to visit Mexico next week to follow up on the López Obrador and Biden.
Beginning in 1978, cooperation between Chinese and U.S. universities expanded for decades, largely insulated from the fluctuations in relations between two countries. But today, it's in decline. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma explains why.
Washington now views Beijing as a strategic rival, and there are growing fears about Chinese spying. The number of Chinese students in the U.S. is down, and U.S.-Chinese research collaboration is shrinking. Academics are shying away from potential China projects over fears that seemingly minor missteps could end their careers. This decline isn't hurting just students and researchers. Analysts say it will undercut American competitiveness and weaken global efforts to address health issues. Previous collaborations have led to significant advances, including in influenza surveillance and vaccine development. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Police in Cologne, Germany say indications of a possible attack have led them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs.
Police say that worshippers attending Christmas Eve Mass on Sunday in the Cologne landmark will undergo security screening before being allowed in. Cologne's towering cathedral, whose twin spires are 157 meters tall, is a major tourist destination visited by some 6 million people a year. Meanwhile, police in Vienna, Austria, also said Saturday that they are taking heightened security measures around churches and Christmas markets, deploying both uniformed and plainclothes officers. Neither police agency has specified the threat, but the DPA news agency says police detected signs of a possible attack by Islamic extremists without citing a specific source. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.